Lady Beavers splitting a triangular yesterday at Cimarron against Meade and Cimarron. They host league on Saturday. We'll be a 2 or 3 seed, and that'll begin approximately 10 o'clock here Saturday morning down at the or up at the Scott Community Event Center here. We got a couple of juniors joining us here. We got Kendall Gentry leading things off. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Is it weird that you're already to league volleyball time?
It's really weird. It's gone by really fast.
Yep, and how's this junior season been for you?
I've really enjoyed it. Like I said the last time, I love all the girls and all their energies. I'm really enjoying it this year.
All right. You've been kind of one of those combination players. You'll play at the net sometimes. You'll get to serve. You name it, sets. What do you like doing the most?
Definitely setting. That's kind of my key role on the team right
all
now.
All right. And what's the biggest thing when you're trying to create a set there for a kill opportunity?
For me, it's just getting my hips turned and knowing who's on right now and who I can set to on the net.
But I tell you what, you're serving sometimes. It's kind of like laser shots, man.
I know. That's kind of the goal. Sometimes I don't achieve it.
And do you put a little English on that, a little hook on that?
Yeah, I try to, yeah.
Yeah, it works out pretty well.
Yep.
All right. But, what's been probably your favorite competition, your favorite match of the year?
It's always the Holcomb game, and especially since we won that first time, that was probably my favorite.
And you might get them right away there on this, or in the meet there on Saturday.
Yeah, I hope to catch another dub.
That's right. Well, hopefully you get more than a dub on
Saturday. Yeah, we'll get multiple dubs.
There you go. Just go 4-0 or whatever.
We will
win it. Right?
We will. Yeah.
That'll work here. But what would you like to see as you move forward here to postseason already next week?
I think that something we're struggling with is crumbling. Like last night, we played really well against Cimarron. We kind of fell apart, and I think that if we can stay up and stay together throughout all the games the rest of the year, we'll be good.
All right, and I promise next time I'll bring the harder questions out. You weren't prepared for it, so.
Okay.
Thanks again, Kendall, for the time, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Junior Kendall Gentry joining us here. We got another junior here in Avery Lewis, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. You get that outside position, hitting position here. How do you feel like that's been going for you this year?
Pretty well. I feel like I'm best at, like, finding the open spots. Mm-hmm. Maybe not so much the powerful one on the team, but I'm very, like, consistent at finding spots that are open on the court.
Well, consistency is a big thing as well here. But when you're trying to read there, when you're getting ready to wind up and go for a kill, what are you trying to read from the other side of the net?
See where their blockers are at, most definitely, yeah, and just the open spots on the court.
I mean, do you like just killing it, or just is it sometimes frustrating they have to go up there and just kind of tip it over the block?
Yes, that's frustrating. I would rather kill it every single time.
I mean, it's kind of that angry mindset, I would think. You just want to go, you know, bust somebody's finger. Well, not intentionally, but I don't mean that in a bad way. But you get the idea, right? Just take your frustration out.
Yes.
But, what's been probably the favorite part of your season so far?
Definitely spending time with the girls. Mm-hmm. Like, when the football game was away, we all came to my house and watched it. And it was just good to spend time with them all.
All right, and then, you know what, can't believe you get your final home matches of the year on Saturday. It's been pretty exciting. It's gone too fast here, but what are you looking forward to the most against the league teams on Saturday?
Well, we've beat every team, so I know that we are capable of winning GWAC, so I'm very excited for that and to see what we'll bring.
How close do you feel like that you guys are to maybe taking that next step?
We are right there. Like, we just need to bring it. Like,
all right. Yeah, just bring it.
Just bring it. Like, everyone needs to show up.
What's one thing that you're maybe trying to work on as you get the league this weekend and sub-state next week?
Be more vocal and be more powerful when I hit.
Well, I tell you what, though, you do have some pretty good serves as well there. I can't remember. You're a jump server a little bit, right?
I did at the beginning of the year. Yeah. Not so much now, though.
Oh, that's all right. Just as long as you get them over, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, and thanks again, Avery, and good
luck to you.
All right, once again, Junior Avery Lewis joining us here, as always, from Scott City Ace Hardware here for our coach's show. We're going to bring in Coach Lauren Robinson up next, split in their triangular yesterday at Cimarron. They took on Cimarron and Meade, and then he got the league on Saturday. Well, Coach, it's been kind of it's been an up-and-down year at times, just kind of the way things have gone. The competition's been pretty good across the board here, but yesterday split with matches there at Cimarron, and how did you feel like you guys came out and competed?
You know, against Cimarron, we probably played one of our best matches that we have all season. Did a lot of little things right. Passed the ball well. Setters set the ball well. Their set selection was on point. Mm-hmm. We blocked Cimarron very well. Shut him down. Kind of got them frustrated. They started tipping. Our passers did even better. So really had things rolling. I think we won 25-17, 25-18 in both of those sets. Not sure where the switch was flipped in between Cimarron and Meade, but we looked like a completely different team against Meade when we saw them last night. So,
is that kind of going back to what Kendall said, is that kind of part of that, just not trying to crumble and just kind of remain consistent there?
Yeah, I a lot of it is inconsistency right now. And, you know, at the beginning of the season, that was definitely due to some of our youth on our team. You know, we play a lot of sophomores, juniors, and a couple freshmen. We do have two seniors that are good leaders for us, but we are pretty young. And I think that says a lot about our inconsistent play right now.
Well, as you kind of look back here, and it's such a fast season as well, and there's a lot of competition. You get pretty busy here to late September and October. And what do you think that you guys have improved on the most here as you head to league here this weekend?
We're kind of changing up the way we hit. We're speeding up our tempo a little bit. We're not just running, you know, high sets to the outside, high sets to the middle, high sets to the right side, trying to speed up our tempo, trying to get the blockers to misstep and go a different direction. So we're trying to get our setters to be really smart on set selection and changing the flow of traffic. You know, if everybody's kind of on the outside, trying to get them to set a right side where hopefully there's some spots open against the defense. So we're just looking at taking the game, breaking it down a little bit further, looking at getting our hitters to know when to tip, when to hit, and getting our setters to call different shots that they want to run.
Well, you focus here Saturday. Nice to get another round of competition at home, league meet in Scott City, and 7-team. So it's going to be a pool of 4 and a pool of 3. Looks like you guys are going to end up being in the pool of 3. There's still a match tomorrow to determine the final seeds there. That should be a good one between Holcomb and Ulysses. But Saturday, what are you looking forward to the most about playing the league teams?
You know, our girls got to go in confident. We've beat every single team that'll be at the tournament here on Saturday. And then I think on the flip side, you know, we've got beat by, you know, 3 or 4 of those teams. So it really just depends on what team shows up. We typically play pretty well on our home court. So I'm hoping that the girls, you know, take that in one last time and show up like I know they can and have a lot of energy and execute what we're working on in practice here these next 2 days into the tournament. So should be a good day. I do like the new format, the league tournament, no longer round robin. That 6-match day was just long, and I do like the pool play and then come out and bracket. So should be a good day. We're looking forward to hosting everybody here on Saturday.
Yeah, no, it'll definitely be a fun day there. And in multiple ways, of course, being at home, that's always fun to be at home there. But also, it's one of those tournaments where, I mean, there's about anybody can win the whole darn thing on Saturday. And that's got to be pretty exciting as well, as everybody has that chance that they feel like they can believe they could win the tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. The playing field is pretty darn level. Lots of good teams. Mm-hmm. And got to show up for every match ready to play. So take it one game at a time and hopefully execute and play with energy. Volleyball is such a game of momentum, and I hope that home court kind of gives us that momentum that we need.
And I know this will kind of lead into next weekend with Substate, but these are some big matches as well for you guys to try to improve that seating right now, kind of in that 8-9 area there. But I know you'd like to get to at least to maybe a 6 or 7 if things can work out there. But, you know, is there anything talked a little bit about that, maybe that opportunity to move up?
Yeah, I mean, we like to dangle that a little bit, try to use it as some motivation for sure. But, yeah, you know, right now, like you said, we'd be sitting at the 8-9 seed, have to travel to Clearwater and be in the number one seeds bracket as far as Substate goes. So it would be nice for us to track down, you know, Pratt and Pratt's the number 7 seed, I think, right now. Be able to track them down and bump up and move to a different Substate. So I know we can. The girls know we can. We just got to show up and play like we can.
All right. Hopefully it works out well for you there on Saturday in Scott City. Begins at around 10 o'clock, and you'll know more tomorrow kind of where you're sitting, either as a 2 or 3 seed. Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here from Scott City's Hardware. Thanks, as always, for the time, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.